Well, great and blessed Wednesday morning, beloved. We're here to start off another great day with you, and I hope you enjoy this time together as much as I do. Today, we're going to be reading Psalm 47. And again, God's saving word for this week is faith. And today's reading is a psalm proclaiming that God is our supreme ruler. It is a celebratory hymn in praise of God's kingship and was probably used in some form of liturgical procession. And so let's go ahead and begin Psalm 47. Clap your hands for joy, all peoples. Praise God with loud songs. The Lord, the Most High, is to be feared. He is a great king ruling over all the world. He gave us victory over all the peoples, and he made us rule over the nations. He chose us, the land where we now live, the proud possession of his people whom he loves. God goes up to his throne. There are shouts of joy and the blast of trumpets as the Lord goes up. Sing praise to God. Sing praise to our King. God is King over all the world. Praise Him with songs. God sits on His sacred throne. He rules over the nations. The rulers of the nations assemble with the people of God of Abraham. More powerful than all armies is He. He rules supreme. And today's key verse, Psalm 47:8, that God sits on his sacred throne. He rules over the nations. You know, Psalm 47 was most likely used as a liturgical hymn in the connection with a worship festival, some holiday in the Jewish religion. Now, the Christians associate this psalm with the Lord's ascension into heaven, and the Jewish people who associate this psalm with Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new year. Let's take a look at verses 1, 6, and 7. What are worshipers, what are they instructed to do? Verse 1 is clap your hands. For joy, all peoples, praise God with loud songs. Verse 6, sing praise to God, sing praise to your King. And then verse 7, God is King over all the world, praise Him with songs. And so we as God's people are instructed to praise Him with mighty heartfelt praise and worship. All right, let us pray. Sovereign God, your reign is eternal. With my whole being, I praise your holy name. With a song in my heart, I joyfully proclaim your love for all people. You are King over all the world. Reign in my heart, Lord God. Amen. Okay, well, that brings our time together today to an end. And just a lot of T's there all in one row. Today together to an end. And so God bless you. Just don't allow yourself to get caught up in all of the drama that the world throws at you. It's only the enemy's attempt to steal your joy. And so you keep your eyes on Jesus, and your day will be filled with his blessings. God bless you.